You mentioned the connection between CHIP mutations and cardiovascular disease. What's the pathophysiology there?
Well, that is a subject of huge interest because obviously cardiovascular disease is kind of common. And the belief is that, and it's not proven yet, but the belief is that the inflammatory milieu is different in people that have these mutations compared to people that don't. And the inflammation is abnormal. And it's been known for years that inflammation plays a huge role in coronary artery disease. It's the inflammation around your plaques that can create the clots that can kill you. There's a guy, Paul Ridker at the Brigham, who started this field a number of years ago by showing that people with C-reactive proteins, a simple blood test, have a higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. So now we may understand that. We need to make the link between inflammation, which we all learned about in medical school, and now cancer and cardiovascular disease. It's all linked. And I remember the first month of my medical school, the pathologist talking about inflammation. And it's such a central thing that we kind of got lost in the weeds a little bit, but it's coming back to be very important. And so these are anti-inflammatory molecules that they gave the mice. The mice seem to do better. We'll see if people do.
Really interesting.